Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode with me today and hanging out with me. Today in New York, it is a little bit on the cooler side. I'd say it's in like the 70s rather than the 80s and 90s, which it has been in the past few weeks. So I'm honestly loving this cooler weather. I don't need my fan on. I can have the window open. There's like a subtle breeze. So I don't know. I'm feeling good. I feel like the weather really, really affects me, honestly. And I'm not looking forward to when we change the clocks and the days suddenly get very, very short and I wake up and it's like a dark black hole in my apartment. So I'm just honestly taking in these longer days, the cooler weather as I can before it gets miserable and dark and freezing in the winter. But you know, that's all a part of life, just learning to take things as they come and enjoy the present while you are living in the present and not worry about the future, not worry about the past, because those are things that are out of our control. And I've talked about that a lot on this podcast, learning to let go, learning to accept the things I can't control. And it's definitely an ongoing journey that I'm on. I love talking about it. I love sharing it and knowing that we truly are not alone in those struggles, because everyone, I feel like, struggles with at some point, whether you have anxiety or mental illness or anything or nothing at all. Everyone deals with some sort of stress or worry about the future at some point, maybe. Maybe that's just a general blanket. Maybe there are some people who just are blessed and don't worry about anything. Like, wow, what a brain that would be to have. So anyway, that's a little update on today. I'm very excited for it to be September so soon. I am coming up on my birthday month in October. I know it's still a whole month away, but I'm already getting excited and planning some things. So those are some things I'm looking forward to. And yeah, just taking it day by day, staying present as much as possible. To get into the topic of this episode today, I want to talk about this kind of new era. It's not really new, but I've been feeling like it's come up and it's more intensely shown and documented and shared now, is this idea of being skinny. And it's definitely not a new concept at all. That's not what I'm saying. But I just feel like there's been a more recent rise of content around it and people just being blatantly open that that is their goal and that is what they're striving for in life, is to be skinny. And I've just been seeing a lot more content on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, about how to be skinny and how to allow yourself to be skinny and the benefits of being skinny. And it has honestly been triggering me quite a bit. It's been bringing up my eating disorder and kind of bringing me back to myself a few years ago when I was consumed by diet culture and very consumed by my body and also wanting to be skinny. So I wanted to talk about this today as someone who has been on the side of being fully convinced by these videos and by these creators and wanting to strive to be like them. And, you know, as much as I hate to admit it, wanting to make my goal to be skinny as well. And now I've grown and learned and gone through my recovery journey and realized that there is so much more to life than being skinny. And I will never, ever let these videos and let this content consume me like it did in my past. You know, as much as I don't like to admit that, it is an important part of my life and an important part of my journey to realize that, yes, I was consumed by that. I was taken under diet culture's wing and was convinced by all these people and all these societal standards and norms to be a thin woman and fit into that box of what beauty is. Now I've had years of growth and years of recovery and years of realizing and figuring out what truly is actually important to me, and none of those things are anymore. So I just kind of wanted to talk about this and to place like a mild trigger warning. I will be talking about bodies. I will be talking about my relationship with my body. I will not be talking about any numbers whatsoever or any sizes or anything like that. I just want to talk about this topic of wanting to be skinny and kind of the rise of more short form, long form content around it and how damaging it was to me, and hopefully help you feel less alone if you feel like there's a lot of it right now and you're feeling overwhelmed and consumed by it. Or maybe you're in a position where you catch yourself getting convinced by it and you too are striving to be skinny. I hope that this episode can find you and can remind you that you don't have to conform. You don't have to follow what all these people say and what societal standards are being placed on you, because there's more to life than being skinny. Like, there's so much more. Life is so rich and so deep, and there's so many layers to it. Being skinny is just not the most important thing. I'm going to get more into kind of my struggles with it, and then later on I'm going to talk about the benefits I have felt in my life since fully letting go of this idea of wanting to be skinny. So that will hopefully shed some more positive light on this more negative, I don't know, it's not really negative, but maybe controversial. So also, just to preface, this is my opinion and my experience. I am not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just trying to open up the conversation around this topic, because I feel like when I was personally consumed by this a few years ago and making it my life goal to shrink my body and be thin because I thought that's how I would then be perceived as beautiful by the outside world and be perceived as pretty and admired by people around me, because that was the type of content I saw and that was just the societal standards. I lost my train of thought for a second, but basically I just want to open up the conversation and hopefully provide some comfort that you don't need to conform. You don't need to shrink your body. Your body is beautiful just the way it is. Actually letting go of that idea of wanting to be skinny and not listening to those societal norms and standards and pressures can actually bring you more joy and more confidence and more freedom than what the idea of being skinny can give you. I don't know if this is a rise of this type of content. I think I've seen just a few creators on TikTok recently that have made their platform around being skinny and kind of convincing others and building a community around the idea and the goal of their life to be skinny. And with TikTok and Instagram and short form content, it's so hard to filter out those things sometimes, because you'll just be scrolling and they'll just pop up in front of your eyes and then you can't unsee it and you can't unknow it. And so I think that's a big part of why I have removed TikTok from my home screen. I haven't fully deleted the app, but I've just removed it from my home screen because the last few times I've been on there, I've not left feeling better. I've left feeling more negative and more triggered and worse about myself. So I figured I don't really need this right now. Maybe if you're feeling the same way, try just removing the app. Try just removing it from the front of your home screen so you're not so inclined to click on it. If you still want to scroll and you still want to go, you can still search for the app. But removing it from my home screen has worked wonders for me, and I haven't been on TikTok in a while. And as an aspiring content creator, I do feel guilty sometimes about getting rid of apps like TikTok, because it is a place for creators to grow and it can be such a positive space. But right now I need to set my boundaries, and that is something I want to talk about in this episode too, is just finding the boundaries that you need and not getting upset about the content that's out there. Like, I'm not upset that there are videos about being skinny. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I don't wish that creators didn't post this. I mean, sort of, but that's what social media is. It's a space for every single human being in the world to place their opinion, but it is up to you to set the boundaries. You can't be mad that someone posted a video that triggered you. You can then just take action to remove the app or unfollow certain creators or do the uninterested thing. I've more taken that approach rather than being angry that these society standards exist and being angry that there are creators who make their platform around being skinny. As much as I don't like it, I can't be mad that it's there, because social media, everyone has a right to post what they want on there. but it is up to you to set those boundaries and know in yourself what content is not healthy and not helpful for you to consume. Hence my removing of TikTok as of right now. So I'm not going to lie, I have watched some of these creators that I'm talking about that have made their platform around being skinny, and I've watched some recent YouTube videos about benefits of being skinny, and it just has reminded me how much I don't want to consume that content. I think because I've gone a few years of really blocking out that type of content, and now that it's suddenly starting to kind of come back on my feeds, it's more of like a curiosity, like, oh, what are they saying? Like, how has this language changed over the last few years? And I don't recommend this. If you're in recovery, if you're healing your relationship with food or your body, don't watch those videos. Just set up those boundaries. And I have now set up those boundaries. I did fall back a little bit. I watched, I consumed, I took in what these creators were saying about wanting to be skinny. And yes, it left me triggered. It left me feeling more negative. It left me feeling more drained. But because of my years of recovery I've gone through now and all the healing and all the growth that I've made, it hasn't affected me to the same extent that it did years ago. So I'm proud to say that. And I'm proud to say that I can watch these things and I can see these things and I can know that there are people out there who choose to make it their life goal to be skinny. But I don't have to do that. And you don't have to do that either.
Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off. I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, PIPOD, for 15% off today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist. Because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
And I will say, regarding the content now that's coming out about it, that is different than maybe a few years ago. And again, take this with a grain of salt. This is just the content I've consumed. There's thousands and millions of videos out there in the world and creators and different platforms. So I'm just speaking from the eye perspective here. But what I've seen is that these types of videos have had a blanket of being more quote unquote healthy, and they're coming from a place of no restriction and still having an abundance mindset with food. So they're a little bit more sneaky in that sense and a little bit more deceiving, because they feel like more realistic to achieve, and it seems like a more realistic goal to have in life. But I think that it's all just the same thing. It's always all been the same thing. Just a societal standard put on people to shrink their body to be perceived as beautiful. And it's never going to be anything different than that. And I think looking at it more just as what it is has allowed me to really just step back from it and realize that I don't want that to be my goal anymore. I have been there, done that. I've tried to shrink my body to feel more beautiful in myself and feel more beautiful by others. Therefore, struggled with an eating disorder, and it didn't bring me any more happiness, and it didn't bring me any more confidence. If anything, it did the opposite. It made me less happy. It made me less confident. It made me just feel like a shell of myself because I made it my goal to fit this physical beauty standard. And I didn't take into consideration the mental side whatsoever. And so now I feel like that I have gone through that experience, and this idea and this goal of being skinny has consumed me, but I've been able to take steps away from it. I realize that the mental side is so, so, so much more important, because if things aren't aligned and things aren't balanced in your brain, that is where you perceive life. That is where you think about things and understand things and take in the world. And if your brain isn't balanced, if your mindsets aren't balanced, if your mindsets are very extreme, then your life is going to feel extreme, and therefore your physical body is going to feel extreme, and your physical body is going to react. And so I've realized that if your mindsets, if your thought processes are not aligning with you and not feeling good and feeling balanced, nothing else matters. The size of your body, the pant size you wear, the size of your shirt, all of that does not matter at all if you're not feeling balanced and able to feel autonomous in your thoughts and in your brain. So since kind of making this switch, which has really been triggered by my recovery and deciding to embark on this recovery journey, deciding to heal my relationship with food and heal my relationship with my body, it has meant that I've leaned more into and spent more time focusing on healing my mental health and looking into past traumas, past experiences, and working on how to control anxieties, control worries, and focus on the present and stay present. And so the approach that I'm taking now and the goal I've set for myself is not to be skinny, but it is to find balance. It is to find peace. It is to reduce my stress. And it is to find safety within my body, which has nothing to do with the way it looks. Absolutely nothing to do with the way it looks. It's truly focusing on the way you feel. While I'm definitely still on the journey and there are hard days, there are days where I do get caught up in my physical body and I do catch myself comparing myself to others and their bodies. And I do have that thought in the back of my head saying, oh, if I was skinny, everything would be better. But I know now that that's an irrational thought, and it's a thought stemmed from my insecurities. It's a thought stemmed from anxiety, from my eating disorder, and it's not truth. It's not the truth. So I'm actively reminding myself of that almost every single day whenever these negative thoughts or body insecurities come up, and it's just rewriting and redefining what happiness is to me and what balance looks like to me. And I encourage others to do the same, because society makes it seem like such a simple, quick fix, like, oh, lose weight, oh, do this to your body, oh, look this way, oh, get this plastic surgery, get this injection, get this medication, get this weight loss pill. Like, it just provides quick fixes to how to like feel better in your life. Which truly, all of those are just blanketing. All of those are just putting a cover on whatever you are unsatisfied about in your life, but it's not actually getting to the root of the problem. And yes, getting to the root of the problem, talking about your traumas, talking about your past, upbringing things from your childhood is uncomfortable. It's not comfortable at all. And it's a long process. It's not a quick fix, but I feel like in the long term, it will provide you with such a strong foundation and such a strong understanding of yourself and who you are that you can then start building new habits and discovering new things and finding things that truly do make you happy from a genuine standpoint rather than something that's marketed to you to make you happy. And I think this idea of having it be your goal to be skinny is again just a blanket. It's a cover to feel happy. I'm very much on the journey of redefining this for myself. I'm nowhere near perfect, and maybe will never reach a place in my life where I don't have these thoughts at all. but I know that every single day I reframe those thoughts and I break down the rules that I make in my head about what I can wear, how much I can eat, what should my body look like, the more I'm getting to a place of true and genuine appreciation for my life and my body and my health and the present moment around me, and therefore building a true, genuine sense of happiness. And it's not the easy road. It's the long game. It takes time. It takes patience. And sure, there are so many moments where I get so frustrated and I wish I was further along. I wish I could just not have a negative thought about my body and not want to be skinny ever again and just be happy and satisfied and love myself. But it doesn't happen overnight. These things don't happen overnight. This genuine sense of self-satisfaction in your body and not wanting to change your body and be skinny and focus on the way it looks takes time. Good things take time. I'm just having to remind myself that every single day. So I hope that is a helpful, gentle reminder for you as well, if you're in a similar position. But basically, I just want to hone in on the fact that there is more to life than having a skinny body. There are people out there who make it their life goal to be skinny, but that doesn't mean you have to as well. And personally, I don't want to make that my goal anymore. It used to be my goal, sure, but I've realized that it is just a quick fix. It's an unsustainable route to life satisfaction and life happiness. And I'm now focusing instead on getting really in tune with myself and trying to understand how I feel and take the focus away from the size of my body and the general appearance of my body. Because at the end of the day, that is the least important thing about you. And I know you've heard that so many times, but your body is truly the least important thing about you. If you have a skinny body, sure, there can be people who admire it and idolize it and glamorize it and maybe will compliment you on your thin body. But if you don't have a genuine personality, if you don't have kindness, if you don't have love, if you can't hold a relationship and you can't build friendships, life is going to be so empty. And having a thin body, having a skinny body is not going to be able to fill that empty void of your life. Learning to love, learning to laugh, learning to have freedom with things and wanting to travel and have energy to walk around, like those are the things that make life enjoyable and life fulfilling. If you look at it like that, it's just having a thin body and focusing on your body is a waste of time sometimes. And I'm not bashing on anyone who decides to, and I know there are so many healthy ways of having aesthetic goals with your body, but I'm talking specifically about this like idea of being skinny and kind of back to like the early 2000s era of beauty, where that is your sole focus and it's all consuming, over consuming. And it truly just takes away from other parts of life. And I don't think it's worth it. I don't believe it's worth it, but that's just my opinion. So to transition into talking about the benefits I felt since really working on reframing my mindset around my body, working on healing my relationship with my body, and letting go of this idea that I need to make it my life goal to be skinny, I have felt so many benefits from it, and so I want to talk about those next. The first benefit I felt since letting go of this goal to be skinny is I have genuinely stopped comparing my body so much to strangers on the street, friends in my life, and other people that I see online and in the media. Ever since I've let go of trying to make this my goal, that competitive side and that comparative side of me has quieted quite a bit. It hasn't gone away completely. Like I said, I have harder days where I get caught up in that comparison and I catch myself comparing my body to others and getting stuck in that loop of comparison. But it has happened much, much less. Because when I made it my goal to be skinny, everything and everybody I saw around me became a competition. And that's so like messed up to say out loud. And it just is not a healthy and balanced mindset to be in, but it consumed me. I have made it my goal to be thin, and so therefore everybody around me I compared how thin and skinny I was to them. That just is so not fun. And it doesn't allow you to truly see people for who they are, and allows you to see yourself for who you are as well, because you're so focused on the physical appearance and the physical body. So that has been a big benefit, is just that has quieted and that has lessened so much. And I feel like when I'm meeting people, I don't think about their body at all. I think about their smile and the conversations we had and the first impression that I have of them and what their personality is and whether I could see us being friends and, you know, how much I'm enjoying our conversation. And those are the truly important things to think about when meeting someone and seeing someone or seeing an old friend. So that is one major benefit, is that the comparison has lessened a lot. The second benefit I felt since shifting my mindset on this is that I have a lot more freedom regarding food. When your goal is to be skinny, food more likely than not comes in and plays a role. Diet culture demonizes certain foods and convinces us to place foods in buckets of healthy and not healthy, good and bad. And when you are trying to be skinny, that is kind of your point of reference. And it was for me, again, speaking from the I perspective, I became consumed by these rules and by the food groups and by looking and watching at how other people eat and how they become skinny. I just then became consumed by all these rules, and it developed so much anxiety and so much fear around food that I eventually just felt so trapped by food. And I felt like my life was controlled by food. And that is not a fun place and not a place I recommend being in whatsoever. Now that I've had a few years in recovery and I've faced my fear foods and I'm letting go of this idea of making it my goal to be skinny, I'm finding joy in food again and realizing again, there is so much more to life than being skinny. There is so much food to enjoy. There's so many experiences to have with food. And it doesn't have to be this scary, anxiety-inducing, stressful thing that you have to deal with multiple times a day, every single day of your entire life, because as humans, we need food to survive. So that has just been probably one of the biggest benefits, is being able to eat food freely, find joy in it again, find pleasure in food, and know that it's okay to eat food just because I like the sound of it, just because it brings me joy. I don't have to be hungry. I don't have to be starving to eat food. Your body knows how to handle the food you give it. Finding what works for you and finding the balance of fueling your body with nutrient-dense foods to give it the nutrients and the energy that it needs, and balancing that with eating the foods and enjoying the foods that make you feel good and bring you joy or maybe nostalgic for you. Finding that balance is so, so important. You can't have one without the other. Another benefit I have found since letting go of making it my goal to be skinny is I actually have genuine, really deep, strong friendships and connections, and we are able to connect on that deeper level and have those deeper conversations because I have the mental clarity and mental capacity to take on those deeper conversations because I'm not so focused on my body and the size of my body. This kind of goes into my next benefit, which is less brain fog, and they very much go hand in hand. Being consumed by your body and the size of it becomes all-consuming, and at least in my experience, it was something that took me away from so many present moments. It took me away from so many parties and events and dinners, and all I could think about was my body. All I could think about was the food, because that is what I convinced myself was important in life. And I just look back and realize how much I missed out on because my brain was so focused on my body and my food that I couldn't remain present in the moment, in the dinner, in the party, in the conversations with the people that are actually around me, which now I realize is the more important thing. Those relationships and those connections are things you're going to have your entire life, but your body is not guaranteed to stay the same your entire life, nor should it. It's supposed to fluctuate. It's supposed to change. But your relationships and friendships, they won't strengthen and they won't develop if you don't pour energy and time into it. And if you don't have that energy and that time because you're so focused on your body and food and being skinny, they'll never develop and they'll never be a part of your life. And I've just found so much joy in the relationships and the connections I've made. And I have a wonderful boyfriend of over 4 years because I've made this switch. And I truly, truly believe that if I was still consumed by my body and still believed that being skinny should be my life goal, I don't think he would have stuck around. And that's really sad for me to think, but I don't think I would stick around either. So that's just a big benefit, is that your brain clears, the mental fog clears, and you're able to truly build connections and build relationships, not only with others, but also with yourself on such a deeper, more meaningful level. And the last benefit I want to talk about today of letting go of this idea of making it your goal to be skinny is that you develop genuine confidence in yourself. I will say that, sure, being skinny and losing weight can bring you confidence. But looking back now, I would say that is a false sense of confidence. Sure, maybe you're getting complimented. Maybe people are asking you how you look this way or what you did. And, you know, it's something that's being praised because society's standards and society's beauty standards tell people that that is good and that is beautiful. In my experience, that confidence went away real, real quick. And it only lasted for so long. And since letting go of this idea and letting go of focusing on my body and the size of it, sure, it's slower growth of confidence, but it's a genuine sense of confidence that is growing in me. And it's confidence that I know won't fade away and it won't go away, and it will only increase and grow as I further find this balance and learn to love and accept my body for the way it is and focus on the way I feel rather than the way I look. So if you don't take anything from this podcast, I hope you take this, that my biggest key to building genuine self-confidence is stop focusing on the outside things, stop focusing on how to be beautiful according to society, how to look a certain way, how to identify with being skinny, and just let go of all of that and really tune inwards and focus on yourself. Focus on what feels good to you and really try to put up those blinders and focus on yourself. It's so much easier said than done, I know. And especially if you're someone active on social media and consuming a lot of content, that comparison is, you know, inevitable. I just really, really hope that this episode resonated, and I just wanted to talk about it because I'm so passionate and I'm so proud that I've been able to make this mindset shift, and I'm very much still on the journey of it, but I hope that this can bring you some positivity and some balance in this world of, I don't know, so much content around diet culture and being skinny. Like, you don't have to follow that. It is going to be there, and you can't get angry that it's there because, again, everyone has a right to post what they want. So you just have to set those boundaries with yourself, and I hope you do, and I'm sending so much love, and I know we are all on this journey together. We're all facing these challenges and getting through them together. You're never alone. So with that, I will leave you. I'm sending so much love as always. Thank you so much for being here and spending the time with me. And as always, you can leave a little star rating and a review if you like this episode and like the podcast, and you can follow me on Instagram at jenny.mini. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at perfectlyimperfect.pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can go watch the video as well on my YouTube, or vice versa. If you're watching it on YouTube, you can go listen to it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you so much for spending time. This episode, I was kind of nervous to talk about, but it honestly feels good to get it out. I've been thinking about it for so long, and I just really hope that I got the message across that I don't want to make it my life goal to be skinny anymore. And although, sure, that was someone of my past who did believe in that and got consumed by diet culture, she is not anymore, and I'm not making that goal anymore for myself, and I never ever will in my entire life. No matter how triggered or anxious I get or how loud my eating disorder gets sometimes, I know that that is not what brings fulfillment in life. That is not what brings true, genuine senses of happiness and confidence in life. The way to do that is to get in touch with yourself and focus on how you feel rather than the way you look. So with that, I'm going to end this episode. I love you all so much, and I'll catch you in the next one.